On Tuesday, New Yorkers will vote on a ballot proposition about whether to allow up to 7 resort-style gambling casinos statewide. While the arguments have been expressed both for and against casino gambling, there is also opposition to the wording of Proposition 1 itself. Dr. Stephen Schaefer is with the Coalition Against Gambling in New York. His group, along with No Saugerties Casino, has written to the State Board of Elections, asking the 2 co-chairmen and 2 commissioners to resign over the issue, saying that by crafting pro-amendment language, the board has betrayed the public trust.
Since the ballot can't be changed, we have to use tools like shame and censure to try to draw attention to what the Board of Elections allowed to happen.
What the board approved was language considered by opponents to be rosy and far from neutral. It reads, "The proposed amendment to the Constitution would allow the legislature to authorize up to 7 casinos in New York State for the legislated purposes of promoting job growth, increasing aid to schools, and permitting local governments to lower property taxes through revenues generated. Shall the amendment be approved?" Again, here's Schaefer.
And even if the board, to our satisfaction, announced tomorrow that they were all resigning, it wouldn't change the ballot. It's not going to change history, but I think it should draw public attention to the inadequacy of the Board of Election in their duty to provide a proper, neutrally worded ballot measure.
Ulster County Executive Mike Hine, who supports the proposal and hopes the Neville Resort Casino and Spa comes to fruition in his county, believes the wording is fair and accurately reflects the intent of the amendment.
The general public is very clear on what the language is about. This is really about whether or not we're going to support regional gaming.
He adds,
discussion about language is really, unfortunately, at this point, designed to be able to pull away from the discussion that's at hand, and that is that do New Yorkers support the concept of gaming in New York State.
Requests for comment from the Board of Elections were not returned in time for this broadcast. Schaefer says he would have liked to see the following ballot language.
The words that came right out of the Senate and Assembly resolutions, which are something like, would amend the Constitution to accept, or EXCEPT, the authorization of up to 7 casinos as prescribed by the legislature. Shall this amendment be approved?
Supporters of allowing casino gambling in upstate New York, including Hine, say opposition to the ballot language comes from those opposed to casino gambling. Yet the New York Public Interest Research Group, which has not taken a position on the actual proposal, says the proposal's language should be neutral and, as is, contains advocacy language. But a lawsuit challenging the wording was thrown out when a judge said it was filed too late. Schaefer's letter references a September 30th Siena Research Institute poll, which found that when the ballot proposal is worded as is, support for the amendment increased from 49% to 56%. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.